Some years ago, I turned on the television and saw the newsreader say, "Today we're going to talk about the world's most valuable commodity." And I thought, what is the world's most valuable commodity? What is it? Is it gold? Is it oil? Is it diamonds? And then he said something interesting. He said, "It's information." And I thought, man, that guy is right. Information is the world's most valuable commodity. If you know where the oil is in the soil, or the gold, or the diamonds, you can sell that information. Information is the world's most valuable commodity. Information can even save your life. If you're in a high-rise hotel, and you smell smoke, and you look in the back of the door, it'll tell you how to get out. It may say something like, "Get low to the floor. If you breathe in standing up, you'll breathe in toxins, and they will kill you with just one breath." It may say, "Don't turn to the left. That's a death trap. Turn to the right. Go to the end. Find that exit." Information can save your life. The Bible is a book of information. An acronym for Bible is Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. And I know if I came down this line and asked you, how does a man enter heaven? How does a man or woman enter heaven? Most of you would have the wrong information. You'd probably say something like this. Well, you just have to believe in God and try and live a good life. Uh-oh, wrong information. Dead end. The Bible warns, there is a way that seems right to man, but the end of that way is death. And this morning, I'd like to give you some information. I'd like you to open your heart. You've got nothing to lose. It costs you nothing. All you have to do is set aside prejudice and say, okay, what is the Bible explanation on how to get everlasting life? What I want to do is to show you your danger. You see, if you're in a hotel, you'll never read those instructions behind the door if you think things are fine. But if you smell smoke, you'll say, this place is on fire. You'll run to those instructions and they'll tell you what to do and what not to do. The Bible tells us each is in great danger. Every single one of us is in great danger because we've sinned against God. We've violated His commandments. So let me just go through a few commandments and see how you're going to do on the day of judgment. You shall not bear false witness. Have you ever told a lie? Have you broken that commandment? Have you borne false witness? Have you lied? You say, yeah, I told one or two. Well, you may not think it's serious, but God does. The Bible says, lying is an abomination to the Lord. That means it's incredibly distasteful to God, or distasteful, to bear false witness. In fact, the Bible says, all liars are of their part in the lake of fire. That shows how serious sin is in God's sight. You shall not steal. Have you ever stolen something, irrespective of its value? Then you're a thief. Now listen to your voice, the voice of your conscience as we go through these commandments. I don't know about you, but if you have the experience of hearing a song from years ago and suddenly a memory comes back, something you thought you completely forgot, or a smell you smell, and suddenly years ago this memory comes flooding into your mind, that's because your eyes, your ears have recorded everything you've said, heard, and done. And your memory banks, you just don't recall them until that smell or that sound, that music, brings them to recollection. The Bible tells us we haven't done anything that God hasn't seen. Everything's going to be brought to judgment. Jesus said there is nothing hid that shall not be revealed. All that sin you've committed will come out as evidence of your guilt on the day of judgment. Now listen to this one. Jesus said, you've heard it said by them of old, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you, whoever looks upon a woman to lust after her has committed adultery already with her in his heart. Has your conscience there? What does it say to you? It's an impartial judge on the courtroom of the mind. If you're an average red-blooded guy, it should be saying, guilty, I've broken that commandment. I'm guilty of adultery in the sight of God. Because when we sin against God. Often we justify ourselves by saying, oh, but it doesn't hurt anybody. Of course, pornography and lust doesn't hurt anybody. No one gets hurt because you look at a photo. But when you lust, you commit adultery in God's sight and sin against Him, and you provoke His anger. The Bible also says you shall not kill. But did you know the scriptures say whoever hates his brother is a murderer? Have you honored your parents? Have you kept the Sabbath holy? Have you ever used God's name in vain? Used the name of God who gave you life as a cuss word? Have you been greedy or covetous, desired things that belong to other people? Have you put God first? Or have you created a God in your own image, a God you feel comfortable with? When we look at those commandments, man, we're guilty. Every single one of us. And the Bible says when on judgment day all that sins comes out as evidence of our guilt, we'll be condemned and end up in hell. You've got God's promise of that. He will have his day of justice. So what are you going to do on that day? Can you smell the smoke? Can you see your danger? Well, let me take you to the back of that door, so to speak, and look at what God says to do to be saved from that danger. The Bible tells us the same judge of the universe, the same vengeful, angry, righteous, and holy God is rich in mercy. And he sent his son, born of a virgin. Almighty God became a human being. And he gave his perfect life as a sacrifice for the sin of the world. In other words, God became a person to suffer and die in your place and my place, to pay the fine so we could leave the courtroom. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Folks, that's what God offers you through the suffering, death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. God loved you so much, he took the punishment for your sin upon himself so you could be free from his anger. He paid your fine in his life's blood. Such is his love for you and such is his love for justice. He filled the demands of eternal justice through the suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So there is provision for your forgiveness. The Bible says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? So what should you do? When you smell that smoke, when you see a danger, open the door of your heart. Get low, get to your knees, humble yourself before Almighty God. And don't breathe in that toxic of sin, because it will kill you. It'll take you to hell. God resists the proud, gives grace to the humble. So you must walk with the lowliness of heart before Almighty God. And turn to the right. Turn to the path of righteousness. The Bible says in righteousness is the way of life. God will lead you in a path of righteousness. And that path, that way is Jesus Christ. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. So humble yourself, repent of your sins. That means confess and forsake them. Put your trust in Jesus Christ. Trust him like you trust a parachute. Trust him with your eternal salvation. Cry out, God, forgive me, I'm a sinner. You're my creator, you gave me life itself. I yield this life that I'm trying to keep from you to you. To be my Lord and Savior. You're going to be my boss from now on. I'll obey your word and love you. And that's how you show that you love God, by obeying him. And the Bible is God's revelation to you. It's a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. If you want to know what God thinks, what he wants of you, read the scriptures, read the Bible. Folks, as you obey God, he promises to reveal himself to you. Listen to this wonderful promise of God. Jesus said, he that has my commandments and keeps them, he it is that loves me. And he that loves me will be loved of my Father. I too will love him and will reveal myself to him. So there you have it, a way of life and a way of death. If you want to stay in your complacency, it'll take you to hell. But if you see your danger, follow that information that God's given us in his word. Humble yourself and trust in Jesus Christ and walk in a path of righteousness. Folks, the Bible says you'll be saved. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.